Welcome to the Live Free Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Quinn, and I am a mom on a mission to help you launch, grow, and scale a profitable freelance business from home. Join me each week for tangible business advice along with inspiring interviews, all designed to help you mom strong, work smart, and live free. If you are loving this podcast, finding yourself motivated or inspired, learning something new, or just a fan of the show, do me a favor and help me spread the message. Screenshot the episode, add it to your Insta stories, and tag me at Michaela.Quinn. Every share helps me reach more and more moms, and I may just share your share and feature you in my Insta stories too, because together we can take over the world. All right, mama, it's time. Grab your coffee, water, or wine, because we are starting. Hey there. Happy Monday. Oh my gosh. Is it the first day of spring? I think it's the first day of spring. Yes, it's the first day of spring. Oh my goodness. Happy first day of spring. Anyways, I got the inspiration for today's episode from a comment someone left on one of my ads. A while back, I used to get the meanest comments. This is just a side note. I used to get the meanest comments on my ads that we run on Facebook like 2-3 years ago. People were just mean. I stopped running them on Facebook and just kind of moved over to Instagram, and Instagram people felt nicer, but now I'm kind of just testing, you know, Instagram and Facebook. Anyways, this person commented recently, and just, I can't remember exactly what she said, but paraphrased version is along the lines of, it was on one of my ads advertising my free crash course or free email course. I can't remember which one, to, you know, just help raise more awareness about what freelancing is and kind of how to get started. Maybe you've gone through one of those trainings or found me through an ad like that. But anyway, this lady commented and was like, yeah, right. Or yeah, cool. Just do that so you can, what it was something about along the lines of, and then we just see all these moms having a nanny distract their kids while they work all day long. And it kind of was just, it just kind of struck me as just a very judgmental comment, first of all, to the women who do work full time and have their kids in childcare full time, and to those that do start a business and work and decide, hey, they actually like working and want to have some sort of a consistent work schedule. That wasn't always me, but that is now. And I'm totally okay and cool with that. But it also struck me because I'm like, well, freelancing doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be a one or the other option. And I just wanted to take the chance to do a quick episode to discuss the different ways that you can work at home if you have kids, with your kids with you, different ways to structure that. And then also how you can handle client calls and discovery calls with your kiddos in your lap. Now, full disclosure, for me, when I first started working from home and building my business, it was 100% with the intention that I wouldn't have to use daycare. I had an experience with an in-home daycare with my daughter, with McLaren, and it just kind of put a very bad taste in my mouth of home daycares. And then, of course, like when you have something, like everyone likes to tell you all the bad stories they heard. And so I was just kind of clouded at that point and decided, you know, it's not for us. It's not for me. And I started my business not because I wanted to have a business and start like growing something really big. I did it because I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, but we still had to make an income. And what's funny is I learned through this journey, through starting my business, through being at home, that I do actually like working. Like I love working, but it has to be on my terms. Anytime someone wants to like put me in a box or have like a very strict structure and rules, I don't like it. I want to show up when I want to. I want to do things when I want. And whatever that looks like and fits my family that day. So my work structure and schedule and routine has changed since I got started. And that's okay. You might be wanting to get started because you are similar to me. You want to be at home with your kids. You want to have more of that stay-at-home mom routine, structure, life. but still need an income. So starting your business, freelancing is just an ends to a means. That's totally fine. You might be someone who really loves working. You love your job and need an income, but the traditional structure and, you know, lack of flexibility no longer fits you. And you're not coming to do this to have that more stay-at-home mom balance, but you need more flexibility or whatever your reason is. With freelancing, you can make it what you want. What freelancing looks like for me, or what it looks like for me, is probably going to be different than it looks like for you. And how it looks for you is going to be different than the person next to you. And that's what makes it so beautiful. It is not a one-size-fits-all thing. You truly can, if you just want a couple $100 a month or you need six-figure salary, you can do it as a freelancer. Now, I could go on and on about the different, like the flexibility, and you can make it what you want. But before we dive into the episode to talk a little bit more tangibly about different ways you can structure your schedule and fit work and being a mom in, and how people are actually doing this, quick reminder, if you find yourself needing some resources to start your business and land your first clients, take your business from idea to reality, don't forget, we just launched the freelance template shop, michaelaquinn.com/shop. We've got mini courses from how to land clients to how to land clients through direct outreach to just templates, discovery call scripts, a client onboarding system, whatever you need. If you just need something small, check out the freelance shop. If you need more complete start to finish, everything you need to do to build your business, you want support, you want job leads, you want that community vibe, community feel supporting you, support from me on weekly coaching calls, check out the Live Free Academy, michaelaquinn.com/academy. I would be honored to support you in whatever way that is. If it's just tuning in to the podcast, I'm so happy to have you here in that way as well. Okay, so let's talk about the different schedules and structures to do freelance and be a mom and be at home with your kids. So one of the greatest things with freelancing is that you're not working that traditional 9-to-5 button seat from, you know, 9-to-5 or whatever. And depending what service you offer, like, you're probably not going to have a set strict schedule where you are available for clients from this time to this time every single day. The great thing about freelancing is you get to get the work done when it works for you. As a freelancer, you have control of your schedule, how much you charge, who you work with, where you work. And so if you want to fit your hours and when you work into non-traditional hours, you can make that happen. And then just a note too, depending on what service you offer, there might not be a ton of back and forth and or communication with clients. For example, the people on my team, there's two people that I talk to almost daily, and that would be the director of marketing, Stacy, and then Mackenzie, who is our director of operations. I kind of talk to them daily on Voxer. And some of that is because we've just been working together and known each other, in Mackenzie's case, over 5 years, and Stacy's case, probably at least 3.5-4 years, maybe coming up on 4 years this May. So yeah, we do check in and talk some things about business, but other things as well. But on the other hand, my podcast manager and then blog content writer, I talk to way less frequently. They've got everything that they need. They just fit that in. They do the podcast editing, the blog writing, when it fits their schedule. And I don't care if that's at 2 a.m. one day or 10 a.m. the next. Whenever it fits them, their schedules, what works best for their family, I'm just happy that it gets done and I don't have to be the one to do it. So, okay, keep that in mind if you're maybe in a service where there is more back and forth with clients and that's not working for your schedule, that's causing you stress. Keep in mind that there are other options out there. And if you ever need help and support figuring out maybe which direction to go, reach out to me in the DMs. If you're in the Live Free Academy, let's talk about it on a coaching call. Post in the Facebook group. If you face a challenge or you face something that is not working for you, don't be afraid to change it or kind of investigate and see if there's something that could be a better fit. Okay, so the different options and different ways people are freelancing and working from home with kids is number one, the most common one I see with women in the Live Fear Academy is the naptime hustle. And so the naptime hustle is just a fun, cutesy name that basically just means you work when the kiddos sleep. So this is how I started out. No childcare. I only worked when the kids were sleeping, and that would be 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. some days. And how I made it work was I had different like chunks of time, and I had roughly three chunks of time that I could get to in a day. If they were each 2 hours, that would give me up to 6 hours each day to work. Now, I didn't want to work 6 hours. 4 hours a day was more of my kind of max and happy place. But sometimes things happen. Sometimes you get a little bit busier. I knew each day that I had 6 hours to devote to working. That meant that my first block was 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. Well, when I had quit teaching and was freelancing from home now only, no more teacher income, I had just had my second baby. I had just had George. And I was not waking up working from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. all the time, because some nights were harder than others. So I knew I had the 5 a.m. chunk if I needed it. But if it was a bad night and I just needed to get some more rest and not wake up first thing in the morning, I could work. My second chunk was nap time. At that point, McLaren was still taking a solid, consistent 2 hour nap. And most of the time, George would be down napping at that time too. I would let him nap on me in the baby wear on harder days and kind of bounce him and get him to sleep that way and stand at my kitchen island and work. So that was 2 hours I got of kind of dedicated work time. And then again in the evening, if I had extra work that needed to get done, if I didn't get to the early morning hour, I had the evening kind of chunk of time, roughly 7 to 9 if I needed it. Now, I could have scheduled that to where I had no daytime work and I just worked 7 p.m. after dinner and like bedtime with the kids to 11 at night if I wanted. Just look at like your schedule. If you're a mom and childcare is not an option right now, whether you just don't want to go that route or financially that's just too expensive, when you're just starting out, look at your schedule and think about what's going to be best for your family, your routine, and when you can get work done the best now. For me now, evenings, I am zoned out. I tap out about 2 o'clock. Even sometimes anything after 1 o'clock, it's not going to be productive focus time. So I can do my like reels recording there. Those take more creative parts of my brain, not like super focused thinking, brainstorming. I don't know, just different. So naptime hustle is a great option. Lots of women take that. The second option is a kind of hybrid naptime hustle / part-time childcare. So for example, let's say someone maybe has one day a week where they have a sitter come for a couple hours to maybe all day. Some of the gals who do VIP days, one VIP day a week, this is how they'll structure it. They do the naptime hustle 4 days a week, and then one day a week they have some form of childcare, whether it's a babysitter or a family friend or family member, kind of help out, watch the kids that day. And then they work when the kiddos are sleeping the rest of the time. Different ways to schedule that too. I mean, you could do 2 days with no childcare, 2 days with part-time morning childcare, whatever you want it to look like. You can make that happen. Another popular route is part-time childcare. This is the route that I do now. So I work very part-time hours and we have consistent part-time childcare in our home. We have the world's best nanny for our kids. She comes Monday through Thursday in the mornings till about 2 each day, and Monday through Thursday. And so that gives me Fridays to have off, go do fun things with the other kids. But then I get that solid kind of space to work Monday through Thursday. But actually in reality, being a mom of 4 kids, every week, someone has some sort of an appointment, whether it's chiropractor or doctor, whether it's a checkup or someone's just freaking sick right now, or there's like volunteering in someone's classroom. Having that part-time childcare option is just what I need, what my family needs right now. And it's been awesome. And so you can, again, kind of do that however you want. Maybe you just want someone to come 2 days a week and you just want to work those 2 days. You don't want to do naptime hustle on the other days where you don't have childcare. Awesome. build it that way. Go for it. Then another option is to just do kind of traditional full-time childcare, or maybe your kiddos are in all school-aged and in school. So there's different kind of ways you can structure your day as a freelancer who is also a mom. Now, another question that goes along with this, sorry, this is getting to be a little bit longer of a quick question episode, but these two topics go hand in hand. The other question I get asked a lot around this is, okay, well, cool. So I can do work at that time, but how in the world am I going to do client calls with kids around? Like, wouldn't potential clients frown upon that and not like that? The answer is no. Now, some might, but ask yourself, like, if you're doing this to be at home with your kids, they're going to be around, especially if you're doing a naptime hustle or part-time childcare. Do you really want to work with someone who's going to frown upon like you having your kiddos nearby while you're taking a call? No, that's just stressful. When I first started, I didn't have anyone to tell me that like your kids being in the background, your kids being on client calls is totally fine. I would stress myself out so hard trying to make sure our nap times were timed perfectly and that like if I was on a call and it was running a little bit later, as it got closer to nap time being over, I was like, oh my gosh, please, please don't wake up and I have to interrupt this call. Please, please, please. And it was just unnecessary stress that I put on myself because I didn't realize that it's okay. There's this whole world of people who are parents or understand that there's other things in your life besides work. And especially in the mom space, there are so many mom-owned business owners who run their businesses at home so they can be more present and have more time with their kids. They're going to understand. They're not going to care if you have your toddler playing, doing an activity nearby while you're on a discovery call. They're not going to care if a toddler has a meltdown or needs a snack and you're on a call. For me, I wear my AirPods and sometimes I've had to get up in the middle of a call and go wipe Thomas's butt. There was a time period about a year ago where every time I got on a call, and if it was like at the point when our nanny had left, Thomas would immediately have to go take a poop and need me to come wipe his butt in the middle of the call. But I had my AirPods in, so I could walk to the bathroom, help him out, and still be on the call. Like, how cool is that? So I just want to encourage you, if the only way you can do discovery calls is with kiddos present, awesome. Do your best to kind of have them occupied so that you can focus on the call and it's not a distraction. But if, you know, kids are humans, kids are going to be curious. They're going to want to come and say hi and sit on your lap. That's totally fine. In my opinion, anyone who's going to have a problem with that just isn't going to be a great client long term and wouldn't be someone that I necessarily would want to work with. And there's been countless examples of women in the Live Free Academy who have been on discovery calls with potential clients and their kiddos went ballistic, like bat poop crazy on the calls, meltdowns, tantrums, you name it. And they still landed the client. I remember one specific gal, she was like, yeah, the client told me, they're like, wow, if you can keep your cool during that, like, I want to work with you. You've got your stuff together. Let's do this. The freelance world is so different from the typical corporate, like no personal life, no kids, just very buttoned up. And I feel like that corporate life is probably even kind of changing a little bit too, especially post-COVID. I know my husband, Colin, he's an attorney and he would never have worked from home pre-COVID. During COVID, he was. And then there was a time period like when COVID two Februarys ago, when stuff had started like opening back up, his boss like brought everyone back into the office and was like, okay, we need routine. We need our structure back, where he went back for a while. But then when Charlie was born, he kind of just talked to his boss and was like, look, I need to have more flexibility to work from home when kids are napping, doctor's appointment. Like there's just always something that comes up. And it's also just much better for our family for him to be home, finish a quick client project or call, come up, say hi, give the kids a hug and go back down. And then when work's over, be here at 5, especially in the winter when it was still light out. So I just share that because I think so much is changing with working and how people are incorporating work into their lives, and freelancing is a great way to do that. So I will end my rambling on that now. And I hope you have a great week. I hope this episode was helpful to let you see the different ways you can kind of structure working as a freelancer if you are someone who's kind of in the deciding or early stages of building, even trying to fathom like, okay, how would I do this? How would I work if I'm at home with my kids? Like, is that even possible? Yep, it's possible. You can do it. I'm here to help. And I hope you have the best Monday ever. Now, just because the episode is over doesn't mean the knowledge party has to stop. Come hang out with me and thousands of other mamas in my free Facebook group. Just search Facebook for the Live Free Podcast Mastermind with Michaela Quinn, or go to the show notes. We have it linked there. And make sure you answer the questions so our gatekeeper knows that you want in. And don't forget, sharing is caring. If you are loving this podcast, please take a moment to share it with your friends. But make sure you tag me at Michaela.Quinn on Instagram and at Michaela Quinn on Facebook. See you next week.